This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last few visits, we have looked at two examples from the Old Testament that illustrate how to live out this impact thought. God wants us to walk, work, and worship with divine clarity while living in the midst of human ambiguity and ambivalence. Now let's consider a few examples from the New Testament. The first is Jesus Christ. He came with a divine mission that he fully understood and lived his life with a divine clarity that was unmatched. There is no question he lived in the midst of human ambiguity and ambivalence. He always did what was pleasing to his Father in heaven, while living in the midst of sinful men who lived at enmity with God. Even his disciples were ambiguous and ambivalent as they followed Christ. They were jockeying for recognition and reward and often demonstrated confusion about what Jesus was all about. They didn't understand their own limitations and distorted views of their mission. They often disappointed their master by their short-sightedness and selfishness. Jesus reiterated his mission with divine clarity many times, but the disciples didn't get it. Probably the greatest example of this was when he took them with him into the Garden of Gethsemane and asked them to watch and pray with him. They were tired and almost immediately fell asleep while he agonized in prayer. Even after reprimanding and challenging them, they failed to stay awake. In spite of their lack of support, Jesus remained steadfast in fulfilling his divine mission with divine clarity in the face of the ambiguity and ambivalence all around him.